time now for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Thank you, Craig. Do you believe in Jesus?
That wasn't going to be the question.
That was a quick answer on your part.
Do you believe in the meaning?
Wow, George, I can't believe you so boldly came out.
That wasn't your question. Complete your question.
I did. Do you believe in Jesus? And you said
Nessie.
No.
This is about Nessie.
And then I was going to ask if you believed in Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster.
Told you a couple of weeks ago, no.
No.
Why did they let Canadian hockey players name Nessie? You know, Nessie. That's the way...
Just put an E on everything.
Yeah.
Gordy.
Hockey has, like, the least creative names, nicknames ever. Just take the person's name and put E on the end of it. Like, nobody's ever the killer, the shark, the grinder. I don't know.
Killer here.
The great one.
Yeah, the great one. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. So, the people at the Loch Ness Center, they want to launch a new search for Nessie on the 90th anniversary of, boy, this sounds like a made-up name, Sir Edward Mountain's expedition 90 years ago.
His last name was Mountain?
Yes. Sir Edward Mountain.
That is made up.
That is so fake sounding. And so for the 90th anniversary, they want to do this search that would go on from May 30th to June 2nd of this year. And they are asking for the help from NASA. Which, this sounds like a sixth grader came up with this idea. You know what I do? And then we'll ask NASA for help. But the woman who is quoted in the story, her name is Amy Todd from the Loch Ness Center.
I have that?
Yeah, I visited the Loch Ness Center.
Oh, yeah.
When my dad and I went to Scotland together, we went to go visit Loch Ness. And it is really impressive. Loch Ness, first of all, and creepy. It's like quiet there, and when you find out that the thing is, I forget how deep it is. I don't have the stats in front of me.
Like a mile deep or something?
It's crazy deep, and it's just creepy that something is that deep.
Yeah.
When it doesn't seem that wide to be that deep. Mm-hmm. But they had a great presentation inside the Loch Ness Center. They even have a Nessie replica out front. A big Nessie statue out front. But you learn a lot about the Loch Ness Monster and their conclusion at the Loch Ness Center, which I was impressed with because I was thinking, okay, they're going to be promoting the myth and saying that, yeah, it's real. And But there was a lot of science inside the center that basically leads you to the conclusion there is not enough food in there in the loch to support a creature of any great size. And Nessie conspiracy theorists say, yeah, well, Nessie has underwater tunnels to other bodies of water that she can go to.
Believable.
But they are asking for NASA's help because they think that NASA has the imaging technology that could really be useful to explore the loch for our underwater ally. And I figured I'd go ahead and play a presentation. Here's a science presentation.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah, about the Loch Ness Monster. That's science music right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't wondering what that was.
Yeah. It's someone
who...
Turn
the bit, Napoleon.
It's him drawing a unicorn and having to interrupt that drawing by going up to the... front of the class to give his speech.
Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness to blow Nessie out of the water. Sir Court Godfrey of the Nessie Alliance summoned the help of Scotland's local wizards to cast a protective spell over the lake and its local residents and all those who seek for the peaceful existence of our underwater ally.
It's the stupidest speech ever.
Lake Loch Ness.
You know what? We were just talking about it.
Lake Loch Ness.
And we're all afraid to say it. That may be the greatest movie ever made.
I'm with you.
Greatest movie
and
ever made.
We all just say, "Well, no, it's not, you know, highbrow enough or whatever."
I am with you, and it's always been in my top five comedies. It's so genius.
It is.
It's so unlike anything we had ever seen. I love it.
Japanese scientist placed explosive detonators.
Yeah, what movie has brought you as the same the most joy? I would say it's Napoleon Dynamite.
Summoned the help of Scotland's local wizards.
Kip Dynamite alone.
Right. If you just had that character in a movie. But you got Napoleon. I say all the time, so what are you going to do? Whatever I feel like
doing.
Gosh.
Uncle Rico. How many times have we referenced him when we're talking about a bad quarterback?
Yeah.
That he throws it like Uncle Rico.
If you just had him in a movie, it'd be great. If you had all those people.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
The thing that's weird is like the fashion in it. You can't tell exactly what decade this is made in.
Uh-uh.
Are they just so behind the times there that they're wearing 80s stuff?
Or is this an 80s flashback?
I don't know.
I don't believe there's a single cuss word in it.
Right.
You know, so it's a clean movie. Anybody can watch it.
The biggest insult is your mom goes to college.
That really burned her.
Yeah, it burned her so bad she just took off running and left all her stuff there.
And Kip was so proud of himself.
So satisfied with himself for delivering that line.
I'm going to watch that again this weekend.
Yeah, I may too.
Anyway, the Sir Edward Mountain had the expedition 90 years ago, and since that first expedition, there have been over 1,156 sightings recorded.
That's a lot.
This always annoys me. Why do they say over 1,156 sightings?
I hate that.
It should be over 1,000 sightings, or there's been 1,157 sightings.
Yes.
You don't need to say it the way you did. That's according to the official Loch Ness Monster Register. There's an official register for the Loch Ness Monster.
I found Sir Edward Mountain, 4th Baronet.
He has a
Wikipedia page.
Not Sir Court Godfrey or
a Scottish politician. I'm guessing it's the same.
Has
Sir
to
Edward
be.
Mountain.
Sir Edward Mountain. That's such a fake name. And when I was a kid, I don't know why I was so obsessed with the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, there couldn't be a creature that would have less of an impact on my life.
All you needed was a grainy photo, and that was enough for us. Yeah, it freaked you out.
Why did we donate so much brain power to the Loch Ness Monster? A monster that had never killed anyone,
was
confined to this small loch in Scotland.
Doesn't matter. It had the name Monster. Very dinosaur-like, so that was cool.
And I just had to think about it all the time and read anything I could on it and watch In Search Of over and over again, hoping that episode would come on. That's the show that screwed up my childhood the most, In Search Of show.
Boy, talk about stretching out content.
Oh, gosh.
Somehow they made that a 30-minute show.
I think it was an hour.
Was it an hour?
Yeah. Every In Search Of, where there was the Bigfoot, they were the promoters of Big Monster In Search Of. It was always Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster.
There have been other sightings over the years.
I wonder if they ever did a Zodiac Killer one.
I doubt it.
Or whether that was just a different deal entirely.
I'm looking at the one picture of the Loch Ness Monster. What is the origin of this? Who took it?
That's the original 1934 one.
That one?
Yeah, the famous one.
Now, if you look at it from a different perspective, just imagine, because those ripples, they don't look like big ocean breakers or lake ripples or anything. Couldn't you see that being like
a just duck?
Very small. Yeah, the size
the
of a
scale.
Duck.
Yeah, the scale of it makes it look like that's a really small object that's zoomed in on.
Yes.
And I think that that was finally proven to be a fake.
Okay.
That they did it with a cardboard cutout or something like that. But I cannot tell you how many hours I spent looking at that picture.
Thinking, wow.
Just constantly underwater staring ally. At it. Going, man, that's our underwater ally.
They're well, gonna, no one blows her out of the water.
They're going to help us do it's so many things if we could just communicate with it.
Scientist.
And why Japanese scientists?
Yeah.
Explaced.
Why are they trying to place explosives down there? And to what end? If they're wanting to study it, why are you blowing it out of the water? Oh, my gosh. Dumbest presentation ever. Speaking of dumb, I was reading a list of things on subreddit of dumb things people had overheard other people saying. Man.
Thinking that hush puppies are fish.
One person said, I once talked to a girl who came back from a two-week holiday and legit did not know which country she had been to.
Wow. Hmm.
After talking to her and going back and forth about what the flags look like there, she said there had been a lot of white and blue flags, so we kind of settled on Greece, but she wasn't sure. Like, she goes on a two-week vacation, but is not interested. Yeah, not interested in what country she's going to. She just said it was a great time. She had just an awesome time. Someone else said, I'm in the U.S., had a coworker who was talking about how excited she was for a trip to London. And a week before her flight, she says, wait, do you need a passport to go to London? Because I don't have one.
Oh, my.
And she had to get an emergency passport. One guy said that he was in the back seat at night, and I noticed that she was driving with the high beams on, and I warned her, and she said, duh, the high beams are for the highway.
Oh, my God.
He's like, no. You don't use them all the time on the highway.
How many thousands of
yes
oncoming cars is she blinded?
Yeah, another guy said, I know a woman who drives around everywhere with the high beams on, and her excuse is that she can't see at night, so everyone else has to deal with it.
Wow.
And she once got road rage for it and was appalled when someone had the audacity to tell her that she couldn't use the high beams. They were wrong because they put them on my car. I can use them whenever I want. It's my car.
Oh, man. Idiot.
We're so doomed.
Another guy said he had a neighbor who only wore his seatbelt in town. And he said at low speeds, he was fine wearing it. But at highway speeds, it's safer to be ejected from the vehicle was his claim.
He said that works out well.
He said that an engineer once told him that.
Okay.
He had always gone with that. And then this last one is the one that just breaks my brain. Person says, I once heard someone say that the earth is flat and that gravity is just a conspiracy theory.
What? Dude, it's great.
That somehow those two things are related somehow. That the earth is flat and
the whole gravity
and that makes just... that means that gravity is just a conspiracy theory.
Wow.
My brain can't even untangle that one.
Yeah, where do you start with that one?
I think you just say,
so
hey,
inanimate
you know,
objects are
they
in come, on it
they have
too,
more chips that... and dip in there? That's what you say. And you move into the other room.
People say the darndest things.
The darndest things. Yeah.